As far as the Celtics side of that series is concerned last night, a very nice performance. A Boston team that had to go seven to get out of the first round each of the last 2 years. This time handily dispatches of the Miami Heat and now moves on to play Cleveland in the second round. Let's bring in Chris Forsberg here on the Subway Fresh Take Hotline from ESPNBoston.com for some thoughts. Chris, how impressive in your mind were these Celtics and how ready do you think they look to go on and give Cleveland a tough time in the second round?
Guys, what am I supposed to do with all this time? They've never wrapped up a series in five games. It's weird. But I think they look good. Aside from letting that 21-point lead kind of get whittled down in the third quarter, and you start thinking, geez, is Miami going to actually send this series back? It was nice to see them sort of show that mental resolve, that mental toughness to fight through that and find a way to win this game. I think this series couldn't have gone any better for Boston. Even the loss, they said down in Miami, kind of made them refocus and remember that you can't take your eye off the prize at any point. You need to just stay focused on every game because it's so tough to win in the playoffs, and you can't let up. You can't take your foot off the accelerator. The Celtics get through it in five, and now, you know, I think this is the matchup we've been looking for a while.
And they split with the Cavs 2-2 in the regular season. What's the most important thing in your mind the Celtics need to do to win that one?
I hate to say it's as simple as making sure you limit LeBron's supporting cast, but I think that truly is the key. Just as we saw in this series, they can allow Dwayne Wade to score his points as long as his teammates don't do anything too big. The only game they lost, Quentin Richardson went off for 20 points. Michael Beasley was a factor last night. Neither of those guys were an issue. So I think that's going to be the same thing the Celtics need to do in this next round. Okay, LeBron might get 30, and this arm injury is a little, you know, throws a little wrench into everything right now, but I can't imagine it's going to affect his play. And I think if they can keep Anton Jameson and keep Shaq and all these supporting cast members quiet, it bodes well. If you think back, the one game they lost at home to the Cavaliers, Mo Williams got super hot in the fourth quarter and hit, I think, five three-pointers. If they got to prevent that sort of effort, and they might actually have a chance at this.
Keep an eye on all of it. Chris Forsberg watching it for us for ESPNBoston.com. Chris, thanks.